Every giant pumpkin grower has something that drives them to grow these massive plants. We have the story behind Utah's most successful grower next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Giant pumpkin growers are passionate and work hard to be successful. Matt McConkey with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers shares a story.
When I was about 5 years old, I had a garden, and in that garden, it was exciting to watch the pumpkins grow because nothing grows like a pumpkin. These things get big fast, and they're fun to watch. And so ever since that moment, I've always had a desire to grow a bigger and bigger pumpkin. And for me, it's really a wonder of nature to see these plants grow so quickly. The vines are growing 12 inches a day. The leaves are the size of elephant ears. And these pumpkins themselves are putting on 50 pounds a day. There's nothing else in the world that can grow like that. So it's a fun ride to watch. And I grew my first giant pumpkin in my backyard. And so it was about a 300 square foot little garden patch. I put in some mulch and compost and planted a seed entirely too late, but I ended up with a 286 pound pumpkin, and I loved every minute of it. It was fun. My kids have a great time looking out into the pumpkin patch and seeing it grow. And from that time, I knew it was on. I was all in. And from there, I've just tried to do some things to optimize the performance in the pumpkin patch. And so I do think about pumpkins a lot, and I think about how to grow the biggest pumpkin I possibly can a lot. So I always encourage people to just follow your passion and put everything you've got into it, and you'll tend to do really well at whatever that is.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.